This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is October 2nd, 2008. Currently, I'm in California visiting. I left my homeland, I left my immediate family and my business 3 years ago, and I was led to go to Montana, and I've been in Tennessee and through the Caribbean, Wyoming, various places. I've been light on my feet, and I've had the opportunity to minister the word of the Lord, what God has shown me both through the scripture and through the Spirit of God about these days that we're in. Being in California, my homeland, I lived here about 48 years of my life. I must tell you, there's a very heaviness in the spirit, a breach. God's very displeased, not just with California, the nation, United States of America. God's grieved, and beyond grieved, He's outraged. And we've seen this before in the scripture. When a line is drawn, when God deals with the people, and they refuse to listen to His voice and refuse to respond to the word of the Lord, refuse to listen to the Spirit of God that knocks at the door of every heart of man, every man and woman, God deals long. The scene is changing. The horizon is dark and cloudy, filled with oppression, tragedy. Because God's dealing with a people to repent. And if you're a Christian, then you know, if you're listening to the Lord, if you're really spending time with God, and you're really studying the scripture, you know that this is true. There's heaviness in the land. The people do not foresee what's coming. They do not understand what a serious hour this is. People didn't notice when there was drought. The people didn't notice when real estate values started plummeting. The people have not noticed when the bank system started failing. When the prices of goods was climbing and they were making less money. A double squeeze. The people haven't noticed the political leaders are proud and arrogant, haughty. They're self-seeking, self-promoting. They act religious, but they hate God. They mock the people. They mock the laws of the land. This too is a judgment. What's coming is clear. It's in the Word of God. Deception, wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, chaotic distress, social unrest, famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places will come, and persecution of the true faithful ones in Jesus Christ. There's churches on every corner. In fact, just across the street from me was the confirmation that I was to do this message today. There was a sign that said, New Worship Times and Flavors. Massive structure. Massive parking lot structure. Huge auditoriums. It's a popular place. Now, thinking about this earlier today, how people choose the types of churches that they choose. It's like choosing a restaurant. Do I feel like Mexican or Italian? Chinese? Hamburgers? You know, God loves people, and there is variety in the Lord. It's the point is why do people choose what they choose? The kingdom of God is not of this earth. It's not of the world. It's not of the ways of the world. And this morning, I drove past a fellow, small, very small fellowship where I used to minister 8 years ago or so. And this, I met this woman. I asked her if this certain gentleman was still the pastor there. She said, I don't know. I don't go here. But she was just utilizing the school that was there on the premises. And this is what got me thinking about this. How people choose churches because for entertainment value. they choose a church is almost like a form of status, a status symbol, where they go to church. So they pick a leader that makes them feel good and justified. And they choose an environment, you know, they want entertainment. They want it to have a certain image. And this is why people choose the churches they choose. Entertainment, the size, the social club. And the Lord was prompting me today. Again, like in Ezekiel, or excuse me, Jeremiah chapter 2. When God had withdrawn from his people and the people didn't even notice he wasn't there. They don't care. That isn't why they go there. They have all kinds of other reasons. They don't care that God's presence isn't there. His conviction. They want to be entertained. A smooth word. What is God saying today? What is God doing today? Do you know? Those that love him know what he's saying. Those that love him know what he's doing. So this church offers new worship times and flavors. I just pray that the flavor would be the hidden manna. That the flavor would be the fire of God. The fear of the Lord. His glory. His presence. His goodness. Religiosity has never worked. The Bible's full of stories with Israel and Judah. His own people. Blessed. Given the word of God. The temple of God. The ordinances. The wisdom of the Lord. No nation in the world had ever had such a thing. But they were to be separate from the pagan nations. They were not to take their gods. They were not to take their elements. They were not to be like them. But Israel and Judah both fell and became like harlots, like their sister Sodom and Gomorrah. Abundance of bread, abundance of idleness, abundance of idols, abundance of gross immorality. Sensuality, pride, haughtiness, iniquity. And God said, I will take her away. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. They are no more. And when God likened Israel and Judah unto Sodom, he said, you are worse than Sodom. That's in Ezekiel 16, 49 and following. Religion will never save you. So the people have not noticed through the drought that God was offended, through the real estate demise, through the banking failure, the lying political leaders, the corruption, the violation of the laws and the freedoms of this country, creating wars, murdering millions of people for a secret agenda. The people don't care. They believe what they're being told on the television set. They lack discernment. They lack perception. Blind. Is that what God's called his people to? But Jesus said the same thing about the religious system in his day and the leaders that led them. He said, you are blind guides that lead the blind. Jesus said, leave them alone. They'll both fall in the ditch. I pray through these coming days that's coming is so catastrophic, so horrible. And if you're not close to the Lord, you'll go into despair and hopelessness. So on one hand I say it's a dark day, but if you're walking with the Lord, if you'll repent in these days, God will wash you, God will cleanse you from your iniquity and sin. He'll fill you with his Holy Spirit, and you'll start seeing on an eternal perspective and realizing that things of this age are indeed passing away. And soon, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. But first, we will see a great, great war. A delusion, a deception of the political leaders insisting on leading the people into a universalism, a one-world religion, a one-world government, a one-world economy. And you are not to participate in this. This is told of us in the scriptures. A great leader will rise, filled with Satan, deceiving lying wonders, will deceive the world, and the whole world will worship this leader, and will wonder who can be oppose him, who can make war with him. And he'll set up a system to worship this man. Not Jesus Christ, but to worship this man. And woe unto those leaders, and woe all any person that does not follow the toe the line and follow this agenda. But this is what a true Christian will go through as a witness and testimony unto the Lord Jesus Christ, to be a light, to be salt, to proclaim Jesus Christ as the Lord. But all those who partake of the beast and his system, they will execute a system that you cannot buy or sell without this mark in your hand or your forehead, the name of this beast, the number of his name. It's 666. And all those that take it will burn in hell, the lake of fire. It's a rebellion because it's a replacement Christ. When God gave you his only begotten Son to take away all the sins of the world as an innocent lamb, it was buried, but came from the tomb after 3 days, as it was written in the scripture. He was seen, he was touched, he was handled by many people. Many infallible proofs was our Lord glorified. But he is the one that gave his life for the world. And this coming leader will take lives. He's a murderer, he's a liar, he's a thief, he's blasphemous. He hates God and he hates the people. But fear will be in the land, and the people will fear the man rather than fearing God. It's time to worship the Lord. It's time to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And as you do, you'll find the Lord. He'll use you in these coming days, and God will give you a word of hope to speak to the multitudes. They may not receive. They may turn you in. You may be beaten in the synagogues, the religious system. You may be incarcerated. You may even be executed for his name. But happy are you when they treat you, for so they treated all the prophets since the world began. What will happen with these great structures, the parking structures, the great arenas? Will they be true places of worship to God, or will they be the worship centers for the beast? I dare say the multitudes will follow the wrong, the false. You need to know who you owe your allegiance to, who bought you with his own blood, and serve him. It's not how things look. It's not you just talking in the game. Are you really loving Jesus Christ? Are you really loving people? Are you really laying down your life to follow him? Because you can go to all these religious clubs. You can go to the latest worship time and flavor. But what do you really want? You're going to have to make a decision. Because what's coming is very drastic and severe.